Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We're going to try this again. You won't believe this, but right when Katherine Engelbrecht was coming on to do the video today, the live stream, the internet went down. I mean, immediately. I don't know if there's gremlins. I don't know if we're over the target. I don't know if there's what's going on. If it was just a coincidence. But bottom line, I'm not giving up. We're going to get this done. It is so important. And they've done all the hard work for us. I don't know if you know Katherine Engelbrecht, but she has worked with True the Vote for 15 years to purge the voter records of all these records that maybe it's a duplicate, maybe the person's died, maybe the person's moved, whatever it is. And so they've done all the hard work for us. This, when you join in on this program, you will see immediately this screen right here. Look at this in Texas. If this number, I know it's a little bit hard for you to see, it's maybe a little bit small. This one right here says who's moved, how many have moved from their registered address? 900,000. That's in Texas alone. This is only in Texas. So I want you to see what is going on. Hang on, yeah. Okay, I want you to see how many have moved in your county and in your state, and so that you can be a part of helping to purge these. I noticed was immediately when I went in there are people who have been registered at and are at this commercial address, like 200 people at one commercial address. So all you have to do is you pull them up. You'll click on their name. You say, I want to challenge this because this person clearly does not live at this commercial address, and I want to submit that one. And I want to challenge this one, submit. And you make a list. It will print this list out for you, and you will literally physically go and hand this to your clerk or registrar, whatever they call it in your county, to say, we need to have these people purged from the voter records because they don't deserve to be able to vote. Now, I'm not worried about if Joe goes and if he's moved, that he's going to come back here into my county and vote. That's not my concern. What my concern is that, yes, Joe is gone, and some nefarious actor will say, oh, look at this. Here's a little ballot. And Joe's not going to use it, so I will use it in his place. That's the problem. Okay, so this is what you do. It's fairly easy. What you do is go to truethevote.org. True the vote. Everybody do this today. Seriously, you got to do this today. truethevote.org. Org, truthevote.org. Okay, so when you get there, it's going to look like this. Love your country, protect your vote. And you'll see engage, looking for the word engage, and click on IV3. When you get there, it's going to have this screen right here where you see Katherine Engelbrecht. You can listen to her message. I already posted it on the social media. If you don't have to listen to it again, if you understand what you're here for, then you click right here for register. You're going to register to vote, and this is what the screen is going to look here. The reason that they need your name and your address, your date of birth, and your driver's license is because they need to verify that you live in that county, and this is exactly where you deserve to have this information so you can take it to the registrar or the election official in your county. Trust Katherine Engelbrecht. This is the brave, amazing woman who President Trump has said she's a wonderful, wonderful patriot, and she refused to give over any information, and she ended up, they put her in jail over it. I mean, this woman is so amazing and brave and courageous. And she's been doing this, like I said, for 15 years. This is not her first day at the fair. She knows all about this. So this, all you have to do is take a picture. You got to get a screenshot of the front and back of your driver's license and send it over. Hit I agree, hit submit, and then send it over to her. Now, if you will do this, hopefully, if you have trouble getting approved, if there's any delay at all, send that over to me. Go to freedomforce.live and send it over, and I will see if we can give it a push. Okay, send it over on freedomforce.live. You can hit the contact Melly, contact Team Melly right here. Okay, so then when you get it, it's going to give you a password. You can go in and change the crazy password they give you. It's a big, long string of numbers and letters. But what you'll see is this exact thing that I was just showing you. You will see your statistics for your state and for your county. You'll see here, this is the chunk of ones that are moved from a registered address. This is the chunk that are non-standard addresses, like at a gas station or something like that. You're like, I don't think that 200 people live at this gas station, right? Or you can, if If you want to, you can search by the name, you can search by the address. They've done all the hard work for us. And really, the biggest thing to do is right now, you want to look for these ones that have moved from your county or have an issue in your county and trying to get those done. Now, I actually have several buddies in my county that I've joined forces with them, so it's not all on my back, okay? So then what you do is as soon as you click on here and it'll pull up, let's say if you want to view the active ones, it'll pull up a list like this and you'll see a list of these names that are those that we were just talking about. And it'll say an address and you'll say, okay, there are 200 at that address, and you'll click on it and you'll be able to see, okay, I see Tim Smith right here. You'll click on Tim Smith. Oh yeah, Tim Smith has clearly not been living at this gas station since 2006. And so then you'll click, I want to challenge this, and it will go into your challenge bucket so that you can print it out later, okay? Then it will, like here for example, it's got Tim Smith's address. Here's where it says, challenge this record. Super simple. It puts it in the list, and all you do is print it out. That's all you have to do. You'll need to sign it. I think you have to get it notarized. I haven't gotten to that step yet. And then you just take it right on over to your election official. All right, so if you have any questions, you can go to this screen right here. There's an IV3 help desk. And right there, it has answers to pretty much anything you're going to want to have answered. Here, it talks about the state challenges. For example, let me move out of the way. It says in particular states. Let me move over. Let's see. To find your state. Let me see if I can get it to move. Okay, I'm at the top. Here's, for example, all throughout Alabama, Alaska, Connecticut, Delaware, then you can say, oh, in Florida, what are the rules that apply for my state? For example, in Florida, it says any registered elector or poll watcher of a county may challenge the right of a person to vote in that county. The challenge must be in writing and contain the following oath, which shall be delivered to the clerk or inspector. Okay, so all these things, and it has to be 10 days before the election. Supervisors may offer more early voting as early as the 15th day before an election, July 23rd, 2024. So we're up against a deadline here. We have, in most states, we have to have this done by, I said June earlier, but it's actually July. So a certain date in July specifically pertaining to your state. But this is why we need to get on this right now. I want you guys to do this immediately. If you need training, there's a training video also on the help desk. You'll see all these training videos. How to search by name, how to search by address, how to search from moved registered addresses. This is all right here. Super, super handy. This is what Catherine was going to come on and explain to us. So I said, you know what? We're just going to do this the old-fashioned way. We're not going to do live stream. We're just going to do a video, and I'm going to hopefully be able to upload this without any more baloney. Okay, now there's one other quick thing that you can do on here, which is super cool. I posted this a while back. I think a lot of you have already done it. You can do a scan, check, protect. When you do that, you click join us, and basically you put in your, if you have an address that you used to live at, you don't live there anymore, you can type in your name and your address, and you can see if they still have you listed as a voter for that address. Because if they do, you need to have that removed so that no one can use your ballot. Okay, you see what we're trying to accomplish here? And she said, I think she told me, I wish she was on here to tell right now, there are like 7 million across the U.S. You see how there's a lot of wiggle room for them to do something very, very evil using these ballots. So that's why we have to jump on it. And I told her, I said, our battalion is wonderful. They will help to get this done because they've got 4,000 people working on this. We need 10 times that many. We really, really do. Okay, so call your neighbor, call your cat, your dog, everybody, to jump on this as quickly as possible. And I was thinking, I would love to give a reward for anyone who does this. And so all you have to do is send, when you get your screen, and it's got this cute little picture right here, this one right here, this one, send that, a screenshot of that to my email address. Okay, as I was saying before, if you go to freedomforce.live and you click on Contact Team Melly, if you will send that to me, I will make sure that you get something from me that I think you'll really enjoy. Okay, so I want you guys to do that. I hope that this will be a big blessing to you, knowing that you are helping to save our country, and it'll help us to purge these voter records and help to support Catherine, because she's working so hard to create all this, and so we need to get this done. I had actually requested some data before from the other group, and I haven't gotten it yet, but this is something we can do now. We don't have to wait on anything. We can get this in the works right now. Let's pray for the Lord to bless us. Bless us, Lord, to get this done. I pray for everyone who's listening that you would bless them and help them to get this, to be able to get registered and to get all the voter records cleansed and purged in their community, so that only the person who lives in that community and is alive is able to vote for the elected officials this November. Lord, give us fast fingers and fast feet to get this done, because we're up against a deadline. Lord, you alone can help us to get this done. And we thank you for Catherine and all that she's done over at truthevote.org. I just pray your blessings on her and your blessings on our country and all those who are fighting so hard for our country. I thank you and pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I think that's it. Okay, let's go. Let's go. I love you. I know you can do it. I'm putting my faith in you, and I will talk to you later.